Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, there's supposedly species out there that are monogamous throughout the dating world, or excuse me, throughout the wildlife world. Well, they're supposed to be in the dating world too, but that doesn't much happen anymore, does it? And scientists studied some of these animals, and they found that almost 50% of the time, the pair-bonded bird or animal was not the actual DNA match for the chick or the offspring, meaning that even though they thought they were monogamous, somehow the female went off and did her business with a different male, came back to the pair bonded. And this brought up something that was interesting because it shows that even animals that were once thought to be strictly, you know, have one partner throughout the lifespan, turns out they don't. And we've known this with, you know, things like lion, even though there's a male that watches the pride, the female will still sneak off and sometimes go with a lower ranked male and then come back. And that's, I guess, from my understanding, the way biologists put it, that's for to make sure that there's plenty of gene randomness so that the offspring is healthy. But that by sneaking off and doing it, the alpha male of that pride will guard over the cub as if it's its own. And if it finds out otherwise, it destroys it. Same thing happens in the simian family with many different gorillas and monkeys and so on and so forth. So what I found interesting is that, you know, traditionally, we've always, at least in the human, in humans, it's always been kind of, well, women have been monogamous because, number one, that's how society has told us to be. But number two, if they weren't and they got in the way of a child without a spouse or someone to watch after it, then they wouldn't be able to hunt, they wouldn't be able to take care of themselves while very pregnant, and of course wouldn't be able to take care of the young when it was first born, because you can't leave a little one out in the middle of the jungle or the Sahara or anywhere else while she went off to do her thing. Interestingly though, there are many cultures, mostly I believe in Africa, that still do multiple male partners to one female. And they don't care whose it is because all the men watch over it. And I guess they were just happy to be partaking the fun, as it were. But this is an interesting article because it basically states what it is it's basically saying that women get more bored of lack of diversity more than men. And you'd think, I was a little surprised by this, because you'd think it'd be the other way around, where, you know, usually, again, the male lion might have, we'll say, I don't know, 8 females or 6 females, and he would take his turn with each. So traditionally, I've always thought of it to be the male that was the more, less pleased with only one female. Where here, you know, with humans, I always thought it was the same way, but it turns out they may think it's different. Now, whether this is social construct or biology is another huge, huge question. So let's get recording and we'll take a look. The Atlantic says the bored gender. Women more than men tend to feel stultified. That's an interesting word. I haven't heard that one before. Women more than men tend to feel stultified by long-term exclusivity, despite having been taught that they were designed for it. I believe that myself. Andrew Gotes, a Manhattan psychiatrist with an extensive psychotherapy practice, has been treating a couple whom we'll call Jane and John for several years. They fool around about 3 times a week, which might strike many as enviable, considering that John and Jane, who are in their 40s, have been together for nearly 2 decades. Based on numbers alone, one might wonder why they need couples counseling at all. Most guys, like we've always said, it starts falling off after a year and a half. John here seems to be pretty lucky if they've been together since their 20s, and it's still 3 times a week. But only one of them is happy with the state of play, and it isn't Jane. The problem is not that they are functionally unable to fool around or have the O face to get to the happy place, or frequency. It's that the fooling around they're having isn't what she wants. Gortiz told me in a recent phone conversation, and like other women he sees, she's confused and feels demoralized by it. She thinks there's something wrong with her. John, meanwhile, feels criticized and inadequate. Mostly he can't understand why, if his wife is having fun with him and getting to the happy place, she wants more or indifferent. Despite fears of seeming addicted, unfaithful, and easy, Gortiz doesn't like these terms, but they speak to his patients' anxieties, he explained. Jane has tried to tell John in therapy and outside of it what she's after. She wants to want John and wants to be wanted by him in that can't get enough of each other way experts call limerence, the initial period of relationship when it's all new and hot. Jane has brought lingerie and booked hotel stays. She has suggested more radical seeming potential fixes too, like opening up the marriage. So let's talk about this first. So as guys, and you know, this is something I think I've said, and I know many of you have kind of agreed with me. Usually men's eyes wander and they want to find a different partner if their main partner, their wife or their girlfriend or whoever, if the main person that they love isn't up to snuff, either makes it feel like a chore for him, acts like she really isn't interested in him anymore, and he feels like it's work for her, or she's, you know, she just disagrees and doesn't want to do it. And so he feels like, this is something I want. I care for her, but this is something I need. And so he'll go out and fulfill that, but then come back home and lead a normal kind of lifestyle, normal household, I guess you'd say. So that part's, you know, I think a lot of people misunderstand that usually guys wander. Now, if the wife is also, or the girlfriend is also, who is, I won't say girlfriend, because usually a guy would break up with him. But let's say a wife, for example, he's also kind of trapped, because if he leaves, he could lose half. He could lose the rights to his kids and some other things. So also, if she's put on excessive weight, she doesn't take care of herself and things like that, he may also find someone else then more attractive. So even if then, if she's ready and willing, he's finding somebody that's prettier and better looking and maybe slimmer and whatever. Okay, so these happen, and guys also leave for youth as well. Those things happen. But to find out that it's really the woman that's more interested in finding more partners, that's not so surprising anymore, really. I mean, up until 1960s with the invention of the pill, there was ramifications and there were problems if you got in the motherly way. There could be some real social stigma. Well, that's gone. And of course, with, you know, government and child support, the fears of that and the social stigma of that is all gone. So there's no punishment for it anymore. So, you know, also with her wanting to open things up, here's the place where a guy becomes trapped. Because if he says, yeah, okay, now he's got to understand that other guys are going to be having their way with his wife. And if he says no, and she says, that's it, it's over, now he can lose half of his everything. You know, he can even maybe lose kids and have to pay child support. So this is, again, another reason why, and we haven't even made it to the court system yet, but when just making this suggestion, we've said it time and time again, I know I have, I know a lot of other men's channels have, once she brings up that suggestion, it's over. Because whether you agree to it or not, she will find a way to make it happen with or without your permission. Jane's perseverance might make her a lot of things: an idealist, a dreamer, a canny bedroom strategist, even again channeling typical anxieties, unrealistic, selfish, or entitled. But her bedroom struggles in a long-term relationship, the happy places and frequency of fooling around notwithstanding, make her something else again, normal. Although most people in partnerships end up facing the conundrum biologists call habituation to a stimulus over time, a growing body of research suggests that women in their aggregate are likely to face this problem earlier in the relationship than men. And that disparity tends to not even out over time. In general, men can manage wanting what they already have while women struggle with it. Kind of what we're saying, that again, when the butterflies go and the excitement and the tingles, as I call it, the little, you know, all the, oh, I'm so excited for this to happen, over time it fades for a woman. And guys are just like, look, I just want to get lucky. I love the person I'm with. I'm happy. I don't need anything new or original or exciting. Maybe we can try a little something new in the bedroom. But I'm getting my fix, you know, I'm getting my fun, so I'm good with that. where women, once that, now this is 20 years, so this is very interesting. She doesn't say how long she's felt like this, but this is something that usually occurs in the first 1 to 3 years of any long-term relationship where, and this is, you know, to call it a scientific term, it's really hypergamy. And it's not necessarily hypergamy in the better man category, but maybe it's a new, or it's an interesting, or it's a better lover, or whatever it is, to go out there and explore a little bit. This is kind of what happens. And the problem is that once this starts, there's nothing you can do to fight it. It sounds like, you know, he makes sure she gets to her happy place every time they fool around. He's doing a good job of that. They're doing, the frequency is good. So of course he's happy. But for all you know, purposes, she's really, I mean, she's getting what she's supposed to be getting, which is she gets to finish the race every time that he's with her. He's taking care of her. He's, you know, they've been married for 20 years, but it's a lost cause for him. He's losing here because she wants to now go off. The only, now this might be something that many couples don't actually talk about or go to counseling over. Many times a woman might just leave, or might do something behind the back, and then you find out about it later. That's, I think, what happens many, many times. Now, if you look at older generations, whether it's my parents or my grandparents or whoever, that desire might have been there, but because of social stigma, because of the family would get very upset if something like that happened, because of the lack of birth control and things like that, then there was a real problem with doing it. So the social conformity overrode the desire to do so. But nowadays that's not there anymore. And so even if you took, you know, the kind of messed up court systems that we have, and even if they said, hey, it's 50-50 right down the line, if you and your wife separate, even if they said it's 50-50, it's still not a good idea to get married. In that case, maybe you would for kids, but it's still not a good idea. Why? Because it's almost a guarantee it's going to end. Remember, women file anywhere between 60 and 80% of the time, depending on the country. Let's read a little further here. Give me just a sec. I'll glance through and see if I can find. Okay. So Marta Mina of the University of Nevada at Las Vegas spelled it out simply in an interview with me at the Annual Society for Bedroom Therapy and Research Conference in 2017. Long-term relationships are tough on desire and particularly on female desire, she said. I was startled by her assertion, which contradicted just about everything I'd internalized over the years about who and how women are, you know, in the bedroom. Somehow, I, along with nearly everyone else I knew, was stuck on the idea that women are in it for the cuddles as much as the happy finishing line, and besides, actually require emotional connection and familiarity to thrive in the bedroom, whereas men chafe against the strictness of monogamy. But we know this isn't true anymore, you know? We know that they don't require an emotional connection anymore. We see this all the time because it's burned out by the time they're coming up on 30 nowadays with young women. Now again, this is a little bit normal, although we don't know what she did. I mean, if she's around 40, I know what I was like in college, and it was probably about as crazy as it is today. Not quite, but they weren't so overt. They weren't so open and bragging about it. It was a little more on the down low. It was a little more, please don't tell anybody. You know, I don't want to be known as whatever. Now it's like, I am one and I'm proud of it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So maybe she did do that. And even though, again, her husband is fine, maybe that part kind of burned out on her. I don't know. But it's interesting to hear the surprise in a 2017 conference when we know that things like this have been occurring more and more and more. I continue on, but Mina discovered that institutionalization of the relationship, over-familiarity and desexualization of roles in a long-term partnership mess with female passion especially, a conclusion that's consistent with other recent studies. And again, this is something we've known, that the long-term comfort level, one, a guy can be mysterious and intriguing and interesting, and he can be that bad boy. And women are very, very drawn to that. But what happens when she tames the bad boy? What happens when the bad boy simmers down a little bit and she gets to know him, and then she finds out that all the mystery is kind of gone, and then he softens to her a little bit and says, you know, I really care about you, and, I have no problems dating you long term, and I'll give up all the other women that used to want me. And over time, she loses attraction to him. Why? Because all the things that excited her initially aren't there anymore. She has tamed the wild lion, and now it's just a house cat, and she's bored with it. Let's see. Moving in with your boyfriend can ruin your bedroom drive, was how Newsweek distilled a 2017 study of more than 11,500 British adults aged 16 to 74. It found that for women only, lack of interest in the bedroom was higher among those in a relationship of over 1 year in duration. So again, only in women, the lack of the bedroom was higher in those. Right? So if you're in it for over a year, her interest is going to fall. And you know, some of you guys watch other content creators that are more, you know, hey, if you want to get a girlfriend, here's how you do it. And that's fine. That's great. But you're not going to hold her over a year. I mean, statistically, yes, you can. But the odds are very, very heavily against you. And again, these are, you know, psychologists and sociologists and others that are saying that after a year, she's going to lose interest. At what degree, we don't know. But it also specifically says in a relationship of over 1 year in duration. So what does that mean? We need to keep the relationship shorter. We don't cohabitate. We don't marry. But the long-term relationships in the long run don't work because her interest will fade. A 2012 study of over 170 men and women aged 18 to 25 who were in relationships of up to 9 years similarly found that women's desire, but not men's, was significantly and negatively predicted by relationship duration after controlling for age, relationship satisfaction, and bedroom satisfaction. Two oft-cited German longitudinal studies published in 2002 and 2006 show female desire dropping dramatically over 90 months, while men's holds relatively steady. Tellingly, women who didn't live with their partners were spared this amusement park ride drop, perhaps because they were making an end around of the overfamiliarity. And a Finnish 7-year study of more than 2,100 women published in 2016 revealed that women's desire varied depending on relationship status. Those in the same relationship over the study period reported less desire, arousal, and satisfaction. Annika Gunst, one of the study's co-authors, told me that she and her colleagues initially suspected this might be related to having kids, but when the researchers controlled for that variable, it turned out to have no impact. So we can see, again, if you're not living with them, they don't know your ins and outs. They don't have any say of decorating. They can't nest. They can't be too familiar with you. If they don't hear from you for a day or two or a few hours because you say, hey, no, I was just out busy or I was at the gym or I was doing something, or they message, hey, what are you up to today? And you don't answer them for 6 or 8 hours because, you like for myself, if I'm working on the bus out there, I may have headphones on and music going and my cell phone's in here on the desk because no one rarely contacts me during the day. But if someone messaged me, I might not get back to them for 6, 8, 10 hours. Sometimes I don't, you know, even read emails every day, although I do more now because of my channel. So were they to message me, there's that, I wonder what he's up to. I wonder where he is. I wonder if he's with another girl. I wonder, the mystery, right? And then when you come back and you say, I hit the gym, I went for a motorcycle ride and hung out with a couple of people. Then you get the, oh, what people? A couple of guy friends? No, you know, just a couple of females friends. All of that. That's that push and pull that I talk about with, I always use the analogy of a cat with a string, is that she doesn't know quite what's going on, and that keeps things kind of interesting in it. But if she knows you're going to be home, she knows you're cooking dinner, and we go to bed at this time, and we do it, you know, twice in the missionary position on Friday, and blah, 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 whatever, there's too much familiarity there, and it doesn't work. So living apart apparently can even fix that. Not that any of you would be, you know, living with a woman. Many women want monogamy. It's a cozy arrangement and one of our cultural endorses, to put it mildly. But wanting monogamy isn't the same as feeling desire in a long-term monogamous partnership. The psychiatrist and health practitioner Elizabeth Gordon told me that in her clinical experience, in the data, women disproportionately present with lower desire than their male partners of a year or more, and in the long term as well. The complaint has historically been attributed to a lower baseline libido for women, but that expectation conveniently ignores that women regularly start relationships equally as excited for fooling around. Women in long-term committed partnerships might think they've gone off the bedroom, but it's more than that, they've gone off the same bedroom fun with the same person over and over. So they don't have much more here, but I'll kind of wrap it up here. So you get the idea here that, you know, women can a lot of times give guys a hard time. Women say, you're just afraid of commitment, or you're just afraid of settling down. But the truth is, once you know the information behind it, you're actually doing her a favor, and you're doing yourself a favor of keeping things short. When she starts to get a little disinterested, she may start, you know, treating you poorly or distancing herself. And if you're tied to that person, you're stuck. But if there's no, you know, cohabitation, marriage, any type of contract to keep you two together, when that distancing comes, you can pick up on that a little bit. A lot of times we guys know when something's wrong, or, you know, if she says, hey, I'm going out with my female friends, right? We know that's a problem. On Friday night, girls' night out, and you message her at 10:30 or 11, and you don't hear from her until the next day at 10 a.m., and she says she fell asleep at her friend's house and blah, 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 and all the other stories. You know, you can say, you know what, I'm really not comfortable with this. This isn't what I signed up for. And knowing it's been 5 or 6 or 8 months or whatever, however long it's been, if you even date that long. And you can say, you know, I think this is wrapping up. Maybe she's out there looking for things, and I think it's time, a good time we call it quits. You call it quits, you're on top of the game, you haven't too deeply emotionally invested, and you can walk out with your head held up high. And in the meantime, she may have been looking at you as a safety net, or maybe she was getting a little bored, or maybe she was starting to look, and you've just saved her the struggle of having to break it off, because a lot of women are not comfortable with breaking it off, especially if they still care for the guy, even though it's not intimate care or loving care or something like that. So what does this all boil down to? Well, the science backs up what we've said, which is that long-term relationships for happiness do not work, because a guy can get, if she's beautiful and you're attracted to her and you're getting it and it's good, men usually say, I want this exactly the way it is forever. But it's never going to happen. The old days of it, of having a marriage where something doesn't go wrong, are done. So you can never hold on to it. We've said it, you know, I have a video on this, that she's not yours. She's just yours right now. Okay, so you enjoy it for the moment. Treat it like a favorite deep dish or New York style pizza with all the favorite toppings on it. You enjoy it, you savor it, and when it's done, it's done. And you let it, you know, you cannot hold on to it any way, shape, or form to make it last. It's against her nature, because she needs the excitement, she needs those tingles and those butterflies, she needs to look for somebody that she thinks, okay, I've gotten a 7, or I've gotten an 8, or I've gotten a 4, whatever, now I need to look for the next better thing. That's in their nature. And rather than trying to, I'm going to better myself, and I'm going to be awesome, and I'm going to get huge muscles, and I'm going to treat it, and I'm going to be alpha male, and I'm going to control it, forget it, it's a lost cause. You're just expressing you're just going to express frustration, and you're, it's like holding on to a greased pig. It's not going to happen. So the best way is to enjoy it for the moment, have your time together, consider it two roads on a map that came together, intersected for a little while, and then went their separate ways, never to come back together again. That's the best way. If you go through life thinking of every relationship like that, is just, we're on the same path for a brief amount of time, and then we go our separate ways and continue on. If you look at every relationship like that, you will have much more happiness. Instead of trying to improve yourself or show you're better than every other guy, or it doesn't matter. She knows you. She understands you. She has you figured out, and the excitement is gone. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Like, comment, share. That's the best way you can support me, and go check out some of my older stuff. To my Patreon and Subscribestar subscribers, thank you. I appreciate that as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, a year is about all you get. And then after that, you're just trying to stop the inevitable.